This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Remember when Democrats in Congress promised to expose and cut earmarks, those pet projects that lawmakers add to spending bills? Remember when Republicans attacked Democrats for not cutting enough earmarks? Well, Congress is making some headway, but only with the greatest reluctance. NPR's Peter Overby fills us in.
It's easy to find lawmakers to decry the hundreds of earmarks that get hung on each of the big annual appropriation bills. It's harder to find lawmakers who actually vote against them. That's become a major headache for Democrat Dave Obey. He's chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, and his main interest is in passing the bill. Last week, it was the spending measure for the Departments of Labor, Education, and Health and Human Services. House members seem to be putting more energy into debating the earmarks than passing the bill. By late Wednesday, Obey had had enough. He offered an amendment of his own.
I invite you to put up or shut up.
Obey proposed to whack all 1,342 earmarks in the bill with a single vote. He even made this offer.
I will be a neutral player in this. I will offer the amendment, and I will vote present so that I'm not pushing people to vote either for or against eliminating these earmarks.
You know what's going to happen here, right?
The gentleman is recognized for 5 minutes.
Madam Chair, I rise in opposition to the gentleman's amendment.
That was Republican James Walsh. Actually, it was his job to object at that point, no matter what Obey said. Not that there was any suspense. The only real question about the amendment was how badly it would lose. The answer, 53 votes for, 369 against. It's worth noting that this particular appropriations bill for fiscal year 2008 has fewer than half as many earmarks as the one 2 years ago. And all of the earmarks in this bill total less than $500 million in a bill worth $600 billion. There's an argument that such a small slice of the pie isn't worth hassling over, but don't make that argument to Steve Ellis. Ellis monitors earmarks for the watchdog group Taxpayers for Common Sense. He says earmarks eat up too much time in Congress.
There's so much attention and effort that goes into obtaining the earmarks, of tracking the earmarks. Congress forgets about the real job that we send them to Washington to do, which is to conduct oversight and to actually legislate on other things than just earmarks.
Of course, the trouble with legislating on many of those other things is that lawmakers can't agree on them. Earmarks are easier. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.